Lou, the new year, 2019. I give my marriage a year. Bold, underlined. I give my marriage a year. Exhale. Lou's hand didn't shake as she put her phone down on the bedside table. She closed her eyes. It wasn't light yet, but she knew it was a matter of minutes, not hours, because the birds were beginning to jabber in the tree outside. The tree Josh wanted to cut right back, away from the house. The tree Lou used to love looking at as she lay here with him, her head resting back on his shoulder, the smell of his skin, his arm tight around her. She used to say it was her happy place, here, in their bed, in their home, safe, loved, spent. How long ago was that? Lou opened her eyes, stared into the lightening gloom for a moment, rolled over, listened for the steady breathing next to her, rolled back, picked up the phone again. "Why don't I feel anything?" she typed. After all, this was a big decision. 12 months to decide on 14 years. For at least 10 of those 14 years, Lou had told everyone who'd listen that Josh was the love of her life, her person. He was the man she'd built her life around. Deep breath. He was a good man, mostly. A great father, mostly, to their girls. Their crazy, beautiful girls. Now she was feeling something. "I'm going to try everything to save it," Lou tapped into her phone. What did people do when they'd made a decision like this? The cursor blinked yellow at her. Most days, Lou couldn't decide what to have for lunch. Lately, her brain felt sludgy, like months and years of too many choices, both tiny and life-changing, were all still swimming around in there, and she had to fight her way through them to any clear space where things could be sorted into yes or no, do or don't. But the clear space was where this sentence sat. "I give my marriage a year." 12 months to decide whether to stay or go. Ballsy, Lou thought and laughed softly to herself. "I've decided to decide." The people she knew who'd been here, how did they decide? She didn't know anyone who'd been here. Or she knew plenty of people whose relationships hadn't worked. She and Josh had often talked about their divorcing friends and family with a confident kind of distance. They'd nod and hug and provide the heartbroken with wine and shoulders to snot on. And then, when they were alone again, on the way to the car or to bed, they'd find themselves holding hands. And one or the other of them would say, "Thank God that's not us."